transfer to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hello and good morning, everybody, and welcome to a quick edition of Football Predictions podcast. I'm Peter Guest, just here by myself today. We're just looking at today's upcoming Premier League matches for this weekend. So let's kick off with West Ham versus Liverpool. Wow, this one is going to be interesting. On today, lunchtime kickoff. It's not been a good run for West Ham lately. They've really been suffering a few pretty bad defeats lately. Last time out to Crystal Palace 5-2. We did predict that Palace would win that, but only by a goal. So we did pick up the both teams to score and the over 2.5 with a 2-1 prediction, but it ended up being 5-2, so pretty hefty defeat for the Hammers. Before that, of course, West Ham were in the Premier League anyway, beaten at home by Fulham. And they didn't fare too well either in the European competition. So looking at them today, up against visiting Liverpool, who are going to be sore after their defeat at Everton, we think it's going to be a win for Liverpool. And that would be our prediction of 1-3 or 3-1 to Liverpool. So you can watch that game on TNT Sports in the UK if you're here. And you can also see that, obviously, globally on a load of different places you can look at on our website, footballpredictions.net. Okay, for the next game, we've got Fulham at home to Crystal Palace. And this is an interesting one. This is on this afternoon. Of course, Fulham, last time out, lost to Liverpool. In their last game, we did predict that. We predicted that being a 2-1 to Liverpool, ended up being 3-1. And, well, of course, Palace have been in fantastic form. Won the last three, beat Liverpool at Anfield. They went on to thrash West Ham, and they've just beaten Newcastle at home. So, interestingly, I think, we've had a look at this game, and it could be tight. We think there'll be goals, and we've come up with actually 2-1 to Fulham. Fulham, of course, are running hot and cold. Palace have been in good form, but we'll see what happens in this one. Could really go either way. Next up, we've got Manchester United up against Burnley at home. Wow. Well, Manchester United have really been struggling to get some results. They finally got a win, albeit coming from behind against Sheffield United. We did predict they'd win that 2-1 at home. They ended up winning 4-2 in the end, despite that early scare. Burnley, they've done well recently. They beat Sheffield United 4-1 away, drew at home with Brighton, did slip up against Everton, but they've been going along okay. Having said that, being at Old Trafford this afternoon, 2-1 is what we've got for this one. So both teams to score because Man United are a bit leaky, but we think United will get over the line in that one. Speaking of United, we've got Newcastle United up against Sheffield United today. That one is going to also be a very tricky one to call because Newcastle are completely up or down. They obviously were beaten by Palace quite soundly, and then they beat Tottenham quite soundly the week before, and also have had some good wins lately, including Fulham away. And the Newcastle versus West Ham game was another topsy-turvy one that they won 4-3. So we are looking now at Sheffield United, and, well, they have not been going so well after that early hope they had against Man U. They blew that. They also lost 4-1 against Burnley, so they are conceding a lot of goals. And in this one, we've gone for a 3-1 for Newcastle United at home at St James's. We've also got today Wolverhampton Wanderers up against Luton. Now, Wolves have really dropped the ball. They've been losing games and haven't had a win for a long time. So we're looking at them to play Luton, who are equally Jekyll and Hyde. They had Luton had a good home win against Bournemouth a little while back, but they have also been thrashed 5-1 in consecutive games by Manchester United and Brentford. So it's not looking good for them. And we think there are goals in this game, and we're looking here to see Wolves run out winners 2-1. Next up on the later kickoff today, we've got Everton up against Brentford. Everton have been looking very good. Fantastic win against Liverpool. They've also beaten Forest and Burnley recently. They did have a massive blip against Chelsea, of course. They lost 6-0. However, in this one, you would expect them to score at home. Having said that, Brentford have really picked up the pace as well with a 5-1 win over Luton. And that game they beat Sheffield United in at home after not doing so well in the weeks before. So it looks like both teams probably should score in this game because they have been scoring a lot of goals each week. And we've actually gone for a draw, 1-1 in this game. Now, next up, we've got Aston Villa in the later kickoff against Chelsea. Another one where it's a couple of teams who you don't really know what to expect from week to week. Villa picked up again another win against Bournemouth 3-1 on the 21st of April. They also, of course, beat Arsenal at the Emirates. So they're capable of anything, yet they also lost not that long ago to Manchester United quite comprehensively. So in this game, we've also got Chelsea's form to look at, of course, and well, they were whipped, weren't they, by Arsenal 5-0. They also were beaten by Manchester City, but just by one goal. So before that, they had that massive win against Everton, and they drew against Sheffield United. So two teams where you just don't know really what might happen. You'd expect Villa to be favourites for this one, but looking at their form, it's difficult to see either one really emerging victorious. So we've gone for a high-scoring draw in this game, and we've come up with 2-2 for that. So we'll see how we go. Tomorrow, Sunday, we've got Bournemouth hosting Brighton and in the lunchtime game. And that one should be interesting as well. Bournemouth had a good win at Wolves. They have had a few dodgy results before that. But Brighton have really lost the plot in the last month or so. They were thrashed by Manchester City. They drew at Burnley. They were also whipped by Arsenal at home. And also they drew with Brentford and lost just by the goal to Liverpool. Tricky again. I think we wanted to have a proper in-depth look at what's happening at Bournemouth, and we think they actually are the favourites for this one. They're coming up with the winning goals at the right times, and we've gone for a 2-1 to Bournemouth in this one. Now, the North London Derby, that one will be a lunchtime kickoff on Sunday. Very tricky for Spurs. They have been badly beaten by Newcastle in the last game. We actually predicted a 2-2 draw in that game. So there were four goals, but they all went to Newcastle. Before that, Spurs have been doing okay with picking up wins and the odd draw. And they did lose to Fulham 3-0. But Arsenal, after what you would call the blip, where they had the European stutter, where they're out of the Champions League, have really been doing well and not really conceding. In the Premier League anyway, they have, but if you accept that game against Villa, they have had a good away win against Wolves and a very big win against Chelsea at home. Being away at Tottenham, it will be trickier. But Tottenham, we just don't really know what's happening with their form. Being a derby, you could probably say that anyone could win and anything can happen. But we've had to put a line in the sand, and we think it might be an Arsenal away win. it's looking like that. And high scoring, these games usually are high scoring, so we'd probably say over 2.5 goals here would be a good pick. And potentially both teams to score as well. So we've gone for 1-3 or 3-1 to Arsenal in that game. Then we've got Nottingham Forest up against Manchester City. That one is going to be very interesting. Nottingham Forest have, you know, just got one win in six, not doing too well. They have lost two out of the last three. And, well, what can you say about Manchester City? They're flying. 4-0 win against Brighton. They beat Chelsea. They've got through in the Champions League. Before that, they have been mopping up teams. They beat Luton 5-1. So, and also the beat Palace, which was impressive, at Crystal Palace, Selhurst. So we think we're looking at a fairly easy win to Manchester City. We think there'll be goals in that one as well. Probably over 2.5 goals would be a good shout. 1-3, the score, i.e. 3-1 to Manchester City. And that wraps up this week's games. Hopefully that's been interesting. We'll catch you next time on the footballpredictions.net podcast.
Football Predictions.